Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, Holly's Diner. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. Hollow Hills, nestled deep in the Appalachian Mountains, had always been a quiet town, especially in the dead of winter. The snow would blanket the forests and homes, and the only sounds came from the crackling fires inside, and the occasional howling wind outside. Holly Moore, the owner of Holly's Diner, had grown up in Hollow Hills and had recently taken over the diner from her mother, who had passed away a couple of years ago. The diner, originally named after Holly's great-grandmother, has been a second home for Holly since she was young. Her mother would bring her to the diner, where she would, on occasion, help clean and cook. But what Holly most loved was visiting with the townspeople that would come in. Holly has always felt a deep connection to the town and its people. She felt as though the diner served as a beacon of hope and joy for a community that has lived under the oppressive shadow of all the creepy legends of the town. Growing up in the town, she had heard many of the stories, most told by the old men of the town, who had swore they heard something or saw something, but no one was ever sure. Holly loved listening to the stories, but at best, to her, they were just silly ghost stories meant to entertain kids and keep them in line. In the winter months, Holly had grown used to the eerie stillness that accompanied the long nights. But on Christmas Eve of 2004, Holly would become a believer. This night, there was something different in the air. It started as a whisper in the wind. Holly stood behind the counter of her cozy diner, watching the last of the regulars filter out. The bell above the door jingled faintly as the old Mr. Lawson bundled himself up and left.
"Stay safe now, Holly,"
he said, giving her a nod.
"Storm's coming in fast tonight."
"Always do, this time of year,"
Holly replied with a smile, though something about his words unsettled her. She closed up the diner early, knowing the snowstorm was picking up. The wind had begun to whistle through the cracks in the windows, creating an unsettling melody. Holly wrapped her scarf around her neck, preparing to head home when she heard it, a faint, scraping sound coming from the back door. She froze. The sound was soft, like claws on wood, but deliberate. Holly's breath hitched as she moved slowly towards the back of the diner. Her heart raced as she turned the knob and swung the door open. Nothing. Just the swirling snow and the shadowy outline of the trees.
"Get it together, Holly,"
she muttered, shutting the door quickly and locking it. But the feeling of unease didn't leave her. As she walked back to the front, she glanced out the large windows facing the road. Through the snow, she could barely make out the dim glow of the town's Christmas lights flickering in the distance. But something else caught her eye. A figure stood motionless near the edge of the woods, just beyond the diner's parking lot. It was tall and gaunt, wrapped in tattered clothing that fluttered unnaturally in the wind. Holly squinted, trying to get a better look. but a gust of snow swept across the lot and the figure was gone. Her pulse quickened. It was then that the power went out. The soft glow of the diner's lights vanished, plunging the room into darkness, save for the dim moonlight through the clouds and streaming through the windows. The howling wind intensified, rattling the building as if something or someone was trying to break in. Holly's mind raced. She grabbed the flashlight she kept under the counter and flicked it on, the beam cutting through the thick shadows. She tried to calm her breathing as she considered her options. The diner had a small cellar, a place to hide if things got too strange. But before she could move, there was a loud thud against the front door, followed by another low scraping sound. She shined the light towards the door. The door handle twisted. Holly's stomach lurched as she scrambled for something. Anything to defend herself with. Her hand found a heavy cast iron skillet, and she gripped it tightly, moving cautiously towards the door. She could hear something breathing, low, labored breaths, and then a strange whisper, as if the voices were swirling in the storm itself. The pounding grew louder, more insistent. And then, silence. The wind outside died, as though the storm itself was holding its breath. Holly stepped back, her heart pounding in her ears. The door creaked open slowly, revealing nothing but the swirling snow outside. And then, she saw it. The figure from before, now standing in the doorway, hunched over and taller than any human could be. Its eyes were hollow pits of darkness, and it grinned, revealing rows of jagged teeth. Tattered garlands of old, rotten Christmas decorations hung around its neck like a twisted mockery of the holiday spirit.
"Time to join the others,"
it rasped, its voice a chilling hiss. Holly swung the skillet as hard as she could. It connected with the creature's face, sending it stumbling back into the snow. She didn't wait to see what it would do next. She bolted for the cellar door behind the counter, slamming it shut behind her and locking it. From below, she could hear the creature's low growl of frustration as it shuffled across the floor above. Scratches and knocks echoed through the diner as it tried to find her. It seemed like hours passed as Holly remained huddled in the dark cellar, listening as the creature continued its search. But eventually, the noises stopped. The storm outside finally began to wane, and a pale dawn crept over Hollow Hills. Holly cautiously emerged from the cellar, clutching the skillet like a lifeline. The diner was trashed. Tables overturned, windows cracked, and a strange, claw-like marks etched into the walls. But the creature was gone. She stepped outside into the cold morning light, her breath visible in the crisp air. The snow had buried any sign of the creature's tracks, leaving the world eerily quiet again. But Holly knew it wasn't over. Something dark had woken in the mountains that Christmas Eve. Something ancient and malevolent. As she stood there, staring out at the town, she swore she could still hear the whispers on the wind. Holly shivered. It wasn't from the cold. Christmas in Hollow Hills will never be the same again.